other kinds around here, around Kingston.
There's brick houses.
Okay. The big building behind the house where you store hay and cattle is called what?
The barn.
The building that you store corn in is called what?
Crib.
A building where you store grain would be called grain.
Granary.
Okay. The upper part of the barn, what is that called? Up in the top of the barn.
Up in the loft.
Okay. If you have too much hay gathered to get in the barn, how's it kept outside? How do you keep hay outside? You have a whole lot of hay gathered up.
Make a haystack.
All right. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Bale it.
Okay. Where do you keep cows? Where do you keep cows?
In the pasture.
Okay. In a building. What kind of building would you keep?
Barn.
Okay. If you had horses, where would you keep horses? What kind of?
In the barn.
Okay. Beside the barn, do you ever have a place where you'd milk cows on the outside?
Yes, it'd be the lot.
Okay. Where would you keep hogs and pigs? What kind of?
In a hog pen.
Was it sheltered or was it open? Have a top on it, or was it open?
You could have both a shelter and a pen.
Okay. Where do you keep milk and butter? Where did they used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators? What was that place called?
Spring Branch.
All right, and that's where they kept it before they had a What about the nowadays? Where do we get our milk and butter? What is the place where the cows are? Where they milk the cows?
Dairy.
Okay. Where do you call a place around the barn where the animals might walk around?
In the pasture.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
All right, tell me about the work you did.
Well, in the spring, you can get your ground ready and lay it off with a plow and use the cottonseed dropper and cover it up.
Cover up the cotton seed.
Cover up the cotton seed in the row, and then when it got large enough, come up while you chop it out with a hoe. Leave it in a stand where it wouldn't be too thick. Then when the grass would come around, you'd take your hoe and chop it out and plow around it on each side.
Then let it grow.
Then lay it by, and usually laid by about the 4th of July. And then it'd start blooming, and then it'd put on the little bowls, and from that it'd open up, and there'd be the cotton ready to pick.
What time of year do you pick cotton?
You start about August, middle of August.
Last for a while? How long?
It lasts for September, and maybe